We're not looking for the sweet proposal stories here on 99.7 DJX. We're looking for the weird ones. You know, maybe you told your now wife that you wanted to break up with her and propose to her on April Fool's Day. Then, surprise, April Fool's pulled out a ring.
High risk.
Yep, high risk. Or maybe you were like this dude out of Russia who pretended to get abducted, had his buddies wearing masks throw him in the back of a truck.
Busted out the windshield in the back window in the car. That was fun.
Not advisable. What were your weird proposal stories? Aaron, we'll start with you.
My husband proposed to me in a haunted house.
In a haunted house?
Oh, wow.
Yes. He was dressed up as one of the, like, fear actors.
Oh. Now, did you know which one was him?
No clue. He had a mask on.
Wait, walk me through this.
My family members are like, hey, let's go to this haunted house, you know, and his family members were coming as well. So they broke us up into two groups, which I was kind of upset about because I'm like, well, I would like to walk through with him, you know, but they're like, no, it's whatever.
Right.
So they go before we do. And then when we're walking through, this scary monster guy comes up to me and gets all up in my face and starts to pull a mask off. And I'm like, oh no, he's going to pull this mask off and something scarier is going to be underneath. Lo and behold, it was him. And the first thing out of my mouth was the F word. We enjoy all things horror, so it was perfect.
Aaron, appreciate the call. Thank you.
Wow. Have a good one.
Yeah, you too.
Oh my goodness. I mean, I'm not sure. Well, if you're, I'm sure, maybe, did they get it on video?
I don't know. Jennifer.
My husband proposed to me during a movie. We were watching one of those Transformer movies in the theater, and he turned to me and said, listen, I can't even concentrate on this stupid movie because all I can think about is you and me.
Aw.
Think we should get married? It was so random, but I said yes, and we've been married 4 years now.
Aw, that's nice.
That's sweet.
Weird proposal stories. Vicky said, my boyfriend's dad proposed to his mom by passing her the ring across the table at dinner and said, let me know what you think of this.
Oh, my God.
The nonchalantness and casualness of it all was too much.
Oh, my gosh. Yeah, that doesn't feel like it's a lot of effort.
Oh, shoot.
Oh, Paul says, I knew this couple who did Ren fairs together.
Okay.
Is that like Renaissance fairs?
Yeah.
Okay. The guy made everyone listen to him read a poem in old-timey speak and then sing a song accompanied by a flute for a solid 20 minutes before he finally proposed, fake English accent still intact.
Wow. What a moment.
See, now that's the opposite of just sliding it across the table. That put a lot of effort.
Right,
maybe
a little
too much.
Oh, shoot. That's kind of funny.
Oh, dang. Oh, Brad. A guy I know was driving down the highway with his girlfriend. He tossed a bag into her lap. She thought it was cigarettes until he said, open it. She found the engagement ring inside, and he said, well? And she said, I guess so. They got married.
Wow. What a beautiful, beautiful story. I only opened it because I thought there were cigarettes inside.
Wow.
It's got to be Southern Indiana there.
Maybe. Well, listen, throwing some shade.
Tammy, what's yours?
Oh, my proposal was weird because it was a first date. And it was a really, really good date, though. And he kind of jokingly said, like, you're so great. I really like you. And I think we should just get married right now.
Mm.
And so I thought he was joking.
Yeah.
And as serious as I could, I said, okay, let's do it.
What?
And
wow.
We did. It became real. And now we've been married for 5 years.
Get out.
Oh, my gosh.
It worked?
Yeah, it worked. Yeah, so it was like we were playing chicken, and no, neither one of us
And nobody bailed.
And nobody bailed.
Nobody bailed.
Like, you want to get married? This. All right. Yeah, I'll get married. Yeah, I wanted to get married. Yeah, all right. What about now? All right. Now's good. Let's do it. That's crazy.
That's like the plot of a rom-com. Oh, isn't it? Like the whole movie, they're just playing chicken. Finally, they end up at the altar. Okay, we're going to do this now. All right.
We literally just got a text that was similar. She says, Hannah goes, proposal story. After knowing each other for about 4 days, we were on the phone when he just casually dropped, hey, let's get married. 2 days later, we did.
Oh, my gosh.
Now, almost 7 years later, we have a beautiful family. That's awesome.
That is amazing.
Wow.
That is amazing.
These are great stories.
Oh, my gosh. What a gamble. But I'm so glad it worked out. When you walk yourself into something like that.
I just love it. It's like Hannah and Tammy both played chicken with, you want to get married? Yeah. Yeah, I do.
Wow.
What about now? You free? Yeah, I'm free.
Yeah, I am. Yeah, I totally want to do that. Do you want to do that? Yeah, let's do that.
Let's go ahead and do that. All right. I dare you. Okay.
Wow.
All right, good stories there. It's 99.7 DJX, weird proposal stories.